Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Listen, it's The Burt Show.
So normally what we do is we have our interns send us a couple of things that are going on in their lives, and we'll focus on one, you know, probably per week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But intern Lauren here, I think, has two that go hand in hand with each other.
Okay.
And the first one had to do with her parents and their attitudes towards her. She was getting real with this email.
Right. Well, I'm the youngest, and I feel like my mom always gravitates towards me. I don't know if it's because I'm the youngest or because I do tell her a lot of stuff, basically everything in my life. And I don't know, I kind of see my mom as more than a friend than a mom. So then when I have my relationship with my dad, I just feel like he's kind of jealous about that. I mean, I don't know if he is or not, but my dad is a shy type of guy, so he doesn't really share stuff with me, so I don't really share stuff with him in return. And I just feel like we have a, not an awkward relationship, but a different relationship than I do with my mom.
And you were saying that you feel like your dad favors your older sisters.
Yes. It's like my sister, one of my sisters lives in Missouri, and the other one lives here in Atlanta. And every time she comes over to visit, he like, it's so excited. I'm like, I live at home and you don't get that excited when you talk to me or see me. And it's just, his face just lights up. He's like, oh yeah, she's coming over. I'm like, cool, yeah.
I think that could be in part because your sister's away and he doesn't see her that often, whereas he would see you every day. Because
every single day, there you are.
He actually works with her too, so he does see her every day.
I'm
always curious, different. Like, do you, personality-wise and looks-wise, who are you more like?
I would say my mom. People always say I look like her. Hmm.
Okay, because I just didn't know if parents gravitate toward children that remind them of them or remind them of their partners.
We've
taken
calls before from people that will go on the voice disguiser and confess that they have a favorite, like a favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, I don't know that's true or not. I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I mean, they joke about it. Like, my mom's like, oh, you know, you're my favorite. But then she's like, I love all my kids equally. I'm like, yeah, I know you do. And my dad the same way. He's like, no, I would never say that anyone's my favorite. But you can totally tell that his face just like lights up when he sees both my sisters.
It may not be a favorite, but as adults, when you have adult children, wouldn't it be natural for you to be able to communicate better with one over the other, you know, if they're all different personalities?
Well, then I also was thinking that like maybe they have more in common because they work together and whatnot, but I mean, I still talk to him about certain stuff, and he's just like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Hurt your feelings, huh? Like, you look like you're on the brink of tears.
I don't know. I just wish that I was closer with him, too, as well, not just singling out one parent versus the other.
Do you see Lauren, but you're hearing Hayden talking to you about Hollis? Is that what's happening right now?
Have you tried to open up to your dad before about the things that you usually talk to your mom about?
Yeah, like, when he had his heart surgery, we were becoming closer because he was at home, so I would, like, help him out, but other than that, I mean, it's still been the same. Like, I'm just like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey. So, I mean, it's nothing really.
Do you think if you asked your sister, because we went through this with Wendy also. Mm-hmm. Do you think if you asked your sister who your dad favors, do you think she'd immediately say me? Or do you think she'd say you?
No, they would totally say them. And they're like, well, mom gravitates towards you. Like, mm-hmm. It's always like this little jokey thing. But still, like, when I think about it, I'm like, I mean, it's kind of awful.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I think it's okay not to have the same relationship, but the fact that you feel like you're only close to your mom and your dad sort of isn't interested in you. Like, that's
a
bummer. And I don't know what else to say. That would make you feel bummy.
That sucks for
bummy.
You.
I mean, it's not.
Get into the bummy face.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like totally emotional about it, but I just, the more I think about it, I'm like, well, my mom's kind of like a really good friend of mine, and my dad's just, hey, what's up?
Guys, I mean, but college usually don't talk that much, do they? And mine didn't talk about personal things that often.
Yeah, depending on if it's a Southern dad, I would never share the things that I share with my mom with my dad.
True.
It's just sort of that closed off relationship that it's supposed to be, and that's just how it is.
Here's Heather. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I was just thinking about, this is kind of the same in my family, too, not to a certain extent, but my mom is so much closer to my little sister. They are friends. They are buddies. They do this together. They know this about each other's lives. And I'm closer to my dad. I don't think it's, you know, to an extreme where my dad just kind of blows off my little sister or that my mom doesn't pay any attention to me. But I think my mom is really suffering with, like, the whole empty nest thing. So she's clinging to my little sister as much as she can to be buddies and to be friends, to kind of keep her around longer. So I kind of try to put a positive spin on it, that it's, you know, a way for my mom to deal with empty nest as opposed, because I've been gone for years. So my sister still being around, she's just wanting to pay as much attention as she can because, you know, she's the last one in the house.
And I think once you leave the house, your dad and you may have that kind of relationship because he does see you every day. He kind of still supports you as the kid of the house. So I think when you move on and get your own place and your own life together, it might change the dynamic. That's how it was in my family.
It can go the other way also. Like with Hollis, I can tell that he is more like me in that I'm going to be interested more in stuff that he's into, sports and stuff like that. And my kid Hayden is into the arts, and I'm really not all that into it. But I feel like I compensate more for Hayden knowing that naturally I have more in common with Hollis. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You're kind of overcompensate the other way.
Yeah, you compensate the other way. So Hollis is probably going to grow up, oh, Dad, like Hayden way better. It's really not. It's just that I think I'm compensating because I'm just more connected with his interests than I am with Hayden's.
And I think you can't you can't dismiss personalities. I mean, my mother, I would say that my mother and I are closer, and my sister and my father were closer. My brother gets along with everybody. And I think that's personality because we're opposites. Like, my sister and my mother are very much alike, and my father and I were very much alike. So we just kind of gravitated to, you know, naturally, it wasn't, I don't think it was a purposeful thing on either one of their parts, but my father and my sister certainly did more solo things together, and same with me and my mom. And it's just, you know, because we're opposites.
Right.
You know?
Hey, Valerie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I just wanted to state that I have three children, and as a child, I always wondered how parents, they say, oh, I don't love you more, I don't love him more. But with three children, I noticed that each of your children are different. And you have to customize your love to each child because they are different. They have different needs. They have different personalities. And you have that customized love for each one of your children. So it's not that your parent, you know, loves this one over this one. You just have a different customized love from that parent.
Oof.
Well, I think that's a great point.
That's a good
one. I want my parent to say that to me. You know what? I customize love you.
Right.
here's my love
program. That's a great pickup line for a woman. I will customize my love for you, darling.
This is The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.